Called over to the special meeting of Massa Plains Board of Education. Please call.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Here.
Mr. Bush?
Here.
Mr. Coburn?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
I am also here.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public communication, everybody? So we'll move straight to the presentations by the vendors and the superintendent search.
Todd, how far will this reach?
I think it'll be fine.
Okay, so if I stood over here?
We'll see, if not, I'll run it for you.
Okay. You want to put that on show?
Yep.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you for having me here. Great to be here after a couple of rescheduling initiatives, and thanks for all of your flexibility. It's my pleasure to be here. This presentation I've included in your packet of materials along with a formal proposal, and if you have any questions along the way or at the end, I'm happy to answer those. Other than that, I'll just kind of buzz right through. It's a fairly straightforward presentation, but I'm happy to answer any questions. By way of introduction, my name is Cheryl Ryan. I know I've seen some of you at Capitol Conference, worked with some of you on other occasions. I've been at OSBA for 11 years. I'm the Director of Board and Management Services. And used to be Board Services and Management Services, and we blended those two divisions a year or two ago. And done a lot of searches and was a former board member myself, and I really enjoy this part of my work very much. So with that said, I do believe very strongly that the search process is one of the most important things board members will do as board members. It will provide an impact for you long past the time at which you're no longer board members, and the superintendent that you hire will provide an impact. Whether he or she is here for 3 years or 5 years or 9 years, the policies that they help implement will last for a long, long time. So it is a very big deal. And we really appreciate very much the opportunity to work with board members. All three of the professional search consultants at OSBA are full-time consultants, and all three of us have been board members ourselves. So we believe that because it's one of the very few statutory things that the statute says a board is responsible for, different districts make boards responsible for or part of conversations about many different things, but the law says you're responsible for relatively few things: your school's budget, hiring your superintendent, hiring your treasurer. So it's something the board should take very seriously. And we believe that with search consultants, administrators all working together in a transparent and very well facilitated search, you'll have a good outcome. The OSBA is the board's association, so we come at almost everything we do from the board's perspective. I believe that we work very closely with treasurers, we work very closely with other administrators in the central office. We have lots of programs, including transportation and policy, that affect different administrators in your district. But we are the Board Members Association, and we're working on your behalf so that as you govern your district, things go very well for you. We want to develop that perfect fit for you. So while I believe that, Corey, if you were a superintendent in another district, you might do a bang-up job in that district, I don't believe that you might necessarily find yourself as capable or as much of a fit in maybe another district. Same goes. I think that boards very much differ in what they are looking for. And your district, even the superintendent that would have done a great job in Madison Plains 15 years ago might not be the superintendent for you now. Your district is in a different place, perhaps, and needs a different kind of leader, and I believe that's what we at OSBA are very good at doing, is working with you to find the leader that reflects the kind of skills and experiences the board tells us that they're looking for today. We do understand that it should be a flexible process, and most searches, regardless of who you hire to facilitate your search, they will follow a relatively similar process. There are some differences, but a relatively similar process. That said, we can be very flexible with you. So our timeline, we'll want you to go through the same steps and these steps, but whether or not you put one step a week in front of another one or 2 weeks in front of another one, that's up to you. And we will have all those conversations about the trade-offs with your timeline, but we want it to be your search and your process. We're there every step of the way. So always on the phone, over the email, here in person when you need me to be here. We will guide you, answer all your questions. I always have board members ask lots of different questions about each piece of the search, and that's what I'm here for. That's why you're asking for our support. But the key thing is that you make the decisions. So we don't put ourselves in your place, and we don't presume to be better judges of what's right for Madison Plains than you or your community members are. So we'll share your options with you. We'll certainly give you the benefit of our advice and many, many hundreds of searches that have been done by OSBA in the past, but the search is yours. Some of the things that set us apart, we do give you customized attention. There are three of us. We divide our searches up and usually aren't doing more than a couple or three at a time. So we really feel like we can give you customized attention. We do everything that we can for you to set you up for success with your interviews. We help you write the interview questions. We talk with you about what's interesting for you. We do all 100% of the contact work with the candidates. You don't do anything with talking to candidates ahead of time, talking to candidates during the interview process, until it's time for you to make your conversation with your candidate of choice. We'll do all that support with all of your candidates. We are the exclusive owner and rights to the Achiever, which is a statistically validated leadership assessment tool. We offer all of our districts. It's included in the price of the search for your finalists, and all of our finalists take that Achiever, and it's another tool that boards can use to evaluate their finalists. We offer a leadership development training that's included in the search once your new superintendent is on board. And we do guarantee your satisfaction. So if you get to the end of a search and you're not happy, we'll redo the search. And in fact, we have a district that we did a treasurer search for less than a year ago. And they were really happy with the treasurer was happy with them. And then as luck would have it, or as bad luck would have it, the treasurer's job opened up in the district where this person was born and raised and where his family still lives. And although he'd been at this new district less than a year, he jumped to this other district. So we're now gonna redo the search for that district, and we're not gonna charge them anything. And that certainly was no fault of OSBA's or of the districts, but we're redoing that search for them because it's been less than a year since they went through the process, and we just feel bad. So our process, there are a few certain steps. Leadership profile development is the first one. That's probably what we would call the longest one. That's when we sit down with the board and we want to talk to you about what exactly is the Madison Plains profile. What are you looking for? What do you hope your superintendent either already brings to the table or is excited about learning to do? What are the skills that you need the superintendent to embrace? How does the partnership between your ideal superintendent and the board work? How does the partnership between your ideal superintendent and your treasurer work? That's a process. We write the brochure, we draft it, you approve it, you edit it, and when it's final, we post it. That's part of the leadership profile development phase as well. Then we do aggressive recruitment. You may want a superintendent with Ohio roots, with Ohio experience. That's up to you. You may not care. You may not care. If you don't care, even if you do care, I can tell you, you will probably have one or two applicants from other states outside of Ohio, and we'll want to talk about what they can bring to the table and whether that's of interest to you. But we do lots of recruitment for the position to make sure that whether people are in Youngstown or Marietta or right here in the central Ohio area, they're very well aware of the search. We do an objective screening so that once you have all your candidates, and for the sake of the conversation, let's say you have 15 candidates, 20 candidates. We do an objective screening in-house, meaning we will invite two superintendents, either current or former, usually fairly recently retired superintendents, who who have experience either in this region or with districts about the same size as Madison Plains or rural agricultural districts similar to Madison Plains to review the profile you wrote, the brochure that was created for you, review notes from any focus group meetings we had with your community members, and then sit down after reading all of that, and they go through all the applications. They grade them. We do the same, the three search consultants at OSBA, and then I will come to you for your screening meeting, and I will say, here are your 15 candidates. You will, in advance, have had the opportunity to look at the materials for all 15 as well, make your sort of top 10, top 5, whatever it is, and then we'll all talk, and we'll compare your scores to the ones of the OSBA consultants, the ones of the superintendents, and hopefully have a conversation about who you think deserves an interview. But it's your call. We don't narrow the pool, and that makes us a little bit different at OSBA than some other searches. We don't believe it's our job to say you had 15 candidates and we only want the board to be made aware of these 5 or these 6. So I've sort of talked about that. It's a board-centered candidate evaluation. It's the 5 of you are the people that count in that decision, and we try and give you all the support and background that we can on each of the candidates, but again, your decision. And the 5th stage is hopefully leads to a successful appointment. This is a little bit of the timeline. I mentioned the planning meeting, the brochure. You have a choice. You can have us print and mail the brochures, snail mail. If you do that, it's about $3,000. That is an additional cost. It's one of the only additional costs to our contract price outside of the contract. I would say maybe 60% of our searches now are doing online only. That doesn't cost anything. So we will write the full color brochure, edit, and post the full color brochure. That's included in your fee, and post it. All of the electronic marketing is included in your fee. Only if you choose to print and mail would there be an additional cost. Focus groups and district, that's included. We'll choose a day during the recruitment period that there's not a lot of other things going on in the district, and I'll come here and meet during the day with as many people as you, the board, tell me that you would like me to talk to. Recruiting and marketing, the closing date for applications would come. Normally, that's about 5 to 6 weeks after we post. That's a normal posting period. That can also be adjusted. The internal screening committee meets. The portal opens to the board. We do all of our screening electronically. I was happy to see that you're using Board Docs for your board meetings, so our portal will be very easy for you to use. So once the portal opens, all of you will be able to screen online through a secure portal, and then when we come back together to meet as a group, you'll all have be very familiar with the materials. You'll select who you'd like to meet for interviews. We'll do a first round. Then we'll do reference checking and achiever testing. In between first and second round, you'll have your second round interviews with a smaller group, most likely, and then you'll deliberate and make an offer. That brings us to the close of your search. So, NAS is a group that we're associated with. It's through the National School Boards Association. It allows us to market your position nationally. So we'll put that electronic brochure on the websites of many other state associations, and including the ones surrounding Ohio. We do have about 90 NAS members in our group, search consultants at different state associations around the country. We meet a couple times a year to talk about best practices, and it's through that group that we feel like we continue to make sure our search process is as cutting edge as it can be. And it provides certainly access to marketing without you having to spend anything for it. The Achiever I mentioned is proprietary to us in Ohio, and it evaluates finalists against verified benchmarks and standards. They were created specifically for superintendents. When we bought rights to the Achiever several years ago, we had about 20 highly rated superintendents, career superintendents, take the Achiever, and we were able to benchmark the results to create standards that we believe are really good for superintendents. That's been a tool that a lot of boards have really valued for interviews, and for it's just one more thing for you to have some evidence about the decision that you're making. It does offer advice for post-appointment professional development. So it will say, Kelly is a wonderful coach. She has wonderful coaching abilities, but she could probably use some development in the area of maybe financial management or something like that, and it'll help you there. ESOP, I told you, is our proprietary online application system. It's a little bit like monster.com. From the candidate side, they load all their materials, some materials that are particular for your search, some that can stay in there for them during the course of what we call the recruitment season, and they all, it's password protected, etc. It's a proprietary system developed by OSBA. We feel like it really has brought a lot to our search process to modernize it and bring it into the 21st century, and it lets you see everything. So you see everything the way the candidate presented it to us. And we tell candidates, we don't correct grammar errors, we don't correct your spelling. So when board members say, you know, I found typos in the resume, we say, well, you know, that might tell you something. So, but it does allow candidates to present a picture to you and some personality, and we find that that's really helpful to boards. We do think community and staff involvement is important, so we will talk to you about the focus groups and who you would like us to talk to during the recruitment period. And we also will talk to you about whether you want to involve your community members at all in the interview process. Our normal process is for the board alone to do first round interviews and sometimes to involve small groups of community members in final round interviews. But that can be flipped. Sometimes boards say, you know, the five of us are going to make the call the whole way through. Sometimes communities are very much wanting lots of other input. So we'll have that conversation. And then again, we do offer that team building workshop at the end. Critical points I'd like you to remember again is that the decisions are yours. They belong to the board. We believe community input in some way, shape, or form is important as it helps all of you make sure you're on the same track and on the same wavelength as your community members. We don't believe we should filter content. So just like I told you, we don't correct typos or grammar errors. We also don't decide for you that Corey shouldn't be seen by the board or that, you know, anything basically. We'll tell you the good, bad, and ugly that we know about candidates. You'll find other things when and if you get to the point where you're checking references. But if we know something about a candidate, that he or she has been non-renewed from a district for some reason, if we know that reason, we share that stuff with you. We definitely never want you to be in the position where you or we are surprised by something from one of your candidates. The process has to be fair and transparent. It has to be fair for every one of your candidates. You as board members should insist and should very much want every candidate for your job to go through the same process. Nobody should have shortcuts and nobody should be able to, for example, you know, get a meeting with the board without applying like everybody else. And we do have candidates that want that, and I can understand it because Ohio's sunshine laws are pretty brutal. But they're there for a reason, and they are the law, so we respect the law. So we can have conversations about what to do and how we should respond when a candidate calls and says, I don't want to really apply, but I'd like the job. Well, we can talk about that. And as I've said, Ohio Board of Education statutes must be respected. There are districts and county commissioners groups and other publicly elected groups that have gotten in trouble for not respecting sunshine laws. But I would say that we have a wonderful track record with media people, and I have good relationships with newspaper reporters, and generally we can get them on our side, and we can get them to try and help us protect the identity of candidates who aren't going to even get an interview. Candidates are... Sometimes they're excited to apply if they're going to get an interview, but if they're going to apply and you all decide that Hillary, for example, isn't worth an interview, and yet Hillary has to see her name in the newspaper, you know, I believe it's unfair, but it is the law. So if we can get media members to help us help our candidates, we certainly do try to do that. And then I mentioned our workshop. So our guarantee, I mentioned that to you, that if you should get to a point and we get all the way through the search and you're not happy, we'll start over. We'll do whatever we can to make Madison Plains happy. You're valued members. You've been valued members for many, many, many years, and we want that to continue. We are as invested in your success as you are. Again, you're ongoing members, and we're not a group that's going to do the search for you and then walk away and go back to Chicago or Dallas or wherever they come from. We are here, and you're our members, so we want to do a good job for you. That's it. Any questions?
You referenced the recruitment season. Can you give us an idea of what the time frame is when people are typically looking and what kind of windows?
Now?
Yeah, in just a second. There you
perfect
go.
Timing.
Our,
okay.
our superintendent will be here until July 9th. It's kind of his retirement day.
Right. It's his official retirement day, July 31st, and then he's taking vacation or something like that for those.
I'd have to clarify.
I would say that's probably typically what happens, which is why I asked. So now is probably the heaviest superintendent search time of the year. We will see superintendents make retirement announcements well into May. So we'll have those searches where a board finds out on June 1st that they're going to be without somebody on August 1st. So, but right now is where most boards who have received notice from their superintendent about retirement or have made a decision about non-renewal are posting. So this is really a good time, because if a superintendent or a wannabe superintendent is looking around, this is kind of when they're doing that.
Yeah, I'll ask it, I guess. What's the cost?
The OSBA search cost is $78.50, and it's pretty much all-inclusive, as I said. The only thing, in addition for you, especially if you don't mail brochures, would be my mileage to and from the district, and you're, I think it was 46 minutes away, so that's not as hard for you as it is for some districts, but it's that's pretty much it outside of mileage.
How many other active searches do you have in our immediate area, or do you have any for superintendents? Or
I'm finishing a search right now for Clark Shawnee, which is relatively your area outside of Springfield. But that's the only other superintendent search right now, and I'm almost done with a treasurer search down the Cincinnati area.
So you're available to start, I guess, would be my question once we make a decision.
I think the easiest thing, if you decide to use OSBA, would be for all of you to choose a date. You can all get together for a planning meeting, and then I'll stand on my head to try and make that work for me. That's a lot easier than my giving you a date and then trying to make that work for six or seven people. So, but I'd start that way, and yeah, I would try and be very available for you.
I worked with Cheryl with Tolls last year. It was a good experience, I think.
Is she happy so far?
Yeah, and we're happy.
Are you happy with her?
Yeah.
Good, it's a win. Keep it up.
You guys have anything else? Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and we look forward to working with you if we're your choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great evening.
Dr. Kaufenbarger wouldn't plan to be here until 7.
Do I pause this?
Still in the meeting, so.
Yeah.
I guess there's not a
pause.
And how long does that presentation take, Mark?
He said he only did 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
7, though?
We have another presenter coming, but not scheduled to be here.
The question I forgot to ask is, even though it's $1,700, but given our current financial situation and our long-standing membership with the OSBA, will they negotiate at all and decrease that cost?
Pardon.
So I should have asked if we could negotiate that cost at all now from
is the ESC is less expensive. So I guess the important thing for us is to see is what the differences are. I think when Tolls, when we made that decision, she presented a lot better than the ESC did, and that made us feel more comfortable with her. But this is a different ESC, so Tolls was dealing with Delaware County or wherever they were dealing with. So this is Madison Champaign County. I've heard good things about Dr. Kaufenbarger. Have you dealt with him at all?
Yeah, we see him once a month at least.
He was our interim before Tim started.
Really?
But yeah, because the dates, just for a few weeks.
Jessica gave us a name of another interim if we needed it, but I told her we don't need an interim. But she had somebody that was interested.
He has a pretty good grasp on the area, too, I think. I'd see a more localized approach, maybe, with Dr. Kaufenbarger.
And we had used, so when we had an interim for Tim, we had also had an interim. We had to have an interim for Todd. So we used the West Jefferson treasurer. She shared her time. I'm not sure. I don't remember how that worked. That was a long time ago, but.
Jill Smith, was that who it was?
Mm-hmm. She had to come to a couple meetings, I think.
And what does Monster cost us just to throw it out there? You're looking at every bit of $500 to $600. I post a basic job posting from my office. It's up there. It's pretty significant. But just can we get a comparison for men that say Indeed? Well, Indeed is only $50. So,
wow, that's the way to go.
Craigslist is free.
She does have that. I didn't realize it was in the back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I haven't looked at it.
There's a breakdown.
Yeah, the proposals all the way in the last.
Yeah.
And they hid the cost all in the back. So
yes.
Super sharp up front.
You guys made me ask.
Well, I was, as she was speaking, I was trying to find it. I didn't realize there were several packets.
That's why we put it in the back. We were trying to so you pay attention to what we're saying.
Yeah.
So one thing that's on my mind is, you referenced last time, we didn't get a lot of quality applicants. We didn't use any type of service like this, did we?
We did not.
And that's option number three, and we can discuss it after he's done too, is just doing it ourselves.
We got this many resumes.
You three? That's what I'm
doing. And one person wanted part-time. If I, again, I'm going off memory, but it was.
Can you educate me?
Oh.
Or your Bible? You know, the process that, obviously a localized search that you guys did last time, or was it a?
We didn't do anything.
Oh.
They announced Boone leaving, and we got three resumes in the mail. And again, I think this is off the top of my head, we did not put an ad out, we didn't do anything, right? And one person wanted to be part-time, so that third resume.
We had four, I think, plus the part-time one.
Plus, well, Tim was one of them. Mm-hmm. Right, so there were three plus Tim.
Did you interview all of them?
We did not entertain part-time.
Yeah, the part-time was out.
Yeah. We were like, that wasn't really what we're...
Part-time superintendent.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Well, no, he was sharing with another district.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
No. That's why I said I don't remember. That was a while ago.
It happens.
Well, we're sharing services, but...
Alder shares a treasure with Fairbanks.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear that.
Oh,
so
really?
Put your muffles on.
I agree. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know.
So we interviewed... Two. I think we narrowed it down to two.
Well, the one guy, then the one person individual dropped out before the interviews.
Like he got another position somewhere else. That's right.
So
yes.
We only had two in the end of the interview because we eliminated the
part-time
person. Wow. One dropped out.
So, and we hadn't started even a search or put an ad or done anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of is what I'm working off of a framework. I'm worried that if we do it ourselves, that we're looking at limited.
Correct.
Candidates, and that's what should be an advantage to these guys is they cast a big net. And
but
get some quality.
If we're doing a local search in-house, we have to advertise it, though. You know, I don't think that we should just wait for them to come to us, because I think we're going to get a limited
I'd agree.
The pool there.
Yeah.
I think we have to go outside and see what's out there. I'm not in favor of spending thousands of dollars given our financial situation, but we've got to make sure we get someone that's best for the district.
Hence, Indeed or Monster.
Well, you know, I think, though, she mentioned, touched on it. I'm going to make a very generalized statement because I think you have executive session on the agenda later, but, you know, talking about community and staff involvement, mm-hmm. I personally feel that should be our first step. You know, we've got a community that, and staff that are heavily invested in the district.
Sure.
This superintendent may or may not outlast this Board of Education. Who knows? But I think that we should see what are the priority of the community? What do they want to see in the superintendent? What does our staff think our focus should be?
So when you do that, when we all got together and kind of, did she say, talk through the, I'm going to call it a pamphlet, but that's not what it's called.
With the exception that when it comes to the interview process, that's the domain of the Board of Education.
Well, I agree.
You can have too many cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think a public meeting is probably good, and then some database they can send questions in because people are not regularly going to come to.
I would like to see a staff meeting separate from the community meeting.
Yeah. All right. You know, I critique the City of Columbus, their process. But if you get online and get on their website, it's underneath the Board of Education site, they have a questionnaire they sent out, made it online. I got on there and went through the steps of seeing what the questions were and results and so forth. They have great questions that you ask the community. They can get on there and participate. Obviously, you know, I can get on there 50 times and send in 50 responses. But just to kind of gauge the interest of where people are at, what are their priorities, is it academics, is it athletics, is it agriculture, or what is it? But I highly recommend looking at that survey because I think that it's free. I mean, put it on our website and just gauge where people are at. It doesn't cost us anything to put something on our website.
You could do a Google form that you could do a spreadsheet that you would all have shared access to, and you could do responses, and we could set up something pretty easy in that regard.
So say we did it on our own and we get getting applications. Is that something you could help me with? What I'm not wanting is to get overwhelmed with trying to manage getting 20 people's applications.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Right. Mr. President, yeah. That's what that high pay you get.
Yeah. All right. You get paid the same.
So he just volunteered you.
That
absolutely does happen. I mean, Todd can help.
That's what I'm saying.
We can explore our options to make it as painless as possible, I think, you know, as far as submitting materials, electronic as possible, you know, make it as electronic as possible.
Because that's what they use, and that's what made it very doable, is they just basically sent us an email saying there's 15 applications to look at, go look at them.
I'd say we're used to using Google on a lot of our other processes, so we can do that, you know, whether we have applications sent in by mail. And I would scan and load those to a shared drive that you would all have access to. We could have screener questions even if we wanted to put those out there to invite people that submitted interest to do a shared drive of responses for that. I mean, there are things that are a lot easier today to do that are similar to what search services are going to do for you. I don't want to oversell or overpromise, but I think we could definitely do some of what you're asking.
I just don't think our reach would be as far.
Yeah, yeah.
Our national reach, you're going to get a state reach because you could put it at the Ohio Department of Education. ODE's got their website where you put, here's our openings. Probably a couple other places, I would think, that you could put out your information. But you have to create all that.
And
they do some of that for you.
But the cost that Corey is speaking of, I think an outside entity gives this process structure and more tools than what we would have available in a further reach.
Right.
So I don't want to say that being said, but that said,
you want to say? And another
I would
thing.
Be more in favor. Maybe not the OSBA. We have another presenter coming in, but I would be in favor of looking for somebody who gives the process some structure. I know there's a cost involved, but it may be worth that cost to get a really good candidate.
It's one of our most important choices we're going to make on this.
Going back to the community and getting the community feedback on what they would like to see, could we possibly have it along with the other meeting that we're having with the community?
Before the safety meeting.
It's next week, right?
Yeah, it's next week. So yeah, can we put it together? I mean, can it be two topics? Can we cover two topics?
Since we're covering three, remember?
It was already two.
Oh.
Yeah, I would shy from that, mainly because if we're going to select an outside council to help us with this, then...
Okay, well, yeah. Only if we go down our own path, it would be good to have that.
I mean, I think it's a good idea, but we were already two topics.
I forgot that we had the other two there.
But the same thing, I mean, how many times are we going to get people to come, you know? That's why I think we have to have an option where they could call in or email in or whatever, you know, some non-them come to us.
Yeah.
Really, if we come to them, go somewhere in the district a time or two.
Well, we can send out a survey.
Yep.
Survey Monkey.
Please don't do a postcard.
No postcard. I think it has to be electronic.
I'm over this postcard idea. I never
did. You get yours late again?
Oh,
something?
They normally come a week or 2 weeks. Boxes.
I know, I'm a postcard fan.
They're delayed.
No, they have to be on time. I'll give you that.
If you're sending them out the day before.
But that's not the postcard's fault. It's operator. They're either ours or
that's a planning.
The vendor.
That's
a planning issue. Hopefully, with the communications committee, we can somewhat fix that.
Well, there was supposed to be one sent out Friday.
Yep.
So that should be it tomorrow.
Was it sent
out
Friday?
For your mailbox, because we said do not send it tomorrow.
Yeah. My mail's going to be forwarded there for the day
Friday?
Anyway, so.
That's what Ken said was going to
okay.
Be. I guess I didn't.
Will you be back for the 4th?
I will be back.
Okay.
You're leaving tonight, aren't you?
I'm leaving, yeah. Yeah.
So I will think about it. If you guys got your calendars out.
Okay.
Here
you
we go.
Another special meeting before the 4th.
Oh, my.
Oh,
you think we can actually get that?
It's going to be tough.
Okay.
Especially with Easter.
Let's see here.
You saw
especially
the email.
Spring break. You're leaving.
Do you?
When do you come back?
I am scheduled to be back on the...
Hey, I have the 3rd open.
He doesn't want to tell anybody.
Second.
I got the 3rd open as well.
Now I have the 3rd. I have nothing there. 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 3rd.
Tula?
Yeah, my son has a baseball game, but that has to be secondary. It's probably going to rain
that
day.
Is it away?
No, it's home, actually. No, I'm good. 3rd is fine. What time?
6 is hard for me to get here, as I showed tonight. But I like 6 better.
I like 6 too.
And this one's just going to be executive session for us, so it's not. 7's better when we have the entire community. You know, we want obviously give them a chance to get here.
Well, yeah, do 6:15.
6:15 will work better.
Are you okay, Bob? 6:15?
Yeah, 6:15 is fine.
Okay.
Notice.
6:15 to 6:20. I'm penciling that in.
So that's
and the purpose. Is
so April 3rd.
Just what, before it goes out on the 4th, we're going to look at the proposed budget reduction thing one more time. You saw the email today that teacher's not. That's not executive session stuff, I guess. That teacher's not leaving, so maybe that would affect what we're going to put out there on the 4th.
Oh, right. I did see that.
So everybody was good on the 3rd?
Yep.
Can we try
6:15?
6:15.
Well, okay, 6:15.
Special meeting, and the purpose is the
budget
reduction review.
Yeah.
Final review. You don't think they'll have everything printed up for the 4th already by the 3rd?
That's one piece of paper. You'll have to wait.
I'm just throwing that out there.
If you would mention that to Tim, if he thinks that's logistically too big a problem, but the fact that it works for all of us and it's before the 4th.
What time is the April 4th meeting? I don't
6.
Even have that on the calendar.
See?
6.
6 p.m.
That's the high school comments?
Yeah.
Yes.
High school comments?
Yeah, I have high school comments, community meeting, 6
correct.
P.m.
How did I miss this?
fourth.
I don't know.
So you're good.
Well, that's a busy day for me. What did I do there?
Here.
Yeah, not the special meeting.
I have it on my calendar twice.
What is that? Special meeting, community?
Community meeting, mm-hmm. High school comments.
And then there's the meeting tomorrow night, right?
The levy.
For levy.
Those are the levy committee. That's at 3:15 and 4:15. Or 3 and 4, something like that.
I thought it was
4 and 5. Wait, tomorrow? Yeah, I'm not making that.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
3:15, 4:15, and 5.
Yeah, okay. It is. There's another one added in at 4:15.
Yeah.
There is three?
Wait, what are you worried about?
Yeah,
I'm not worried about anything. But
okay.
There's three tomorrow, and then so we're doing the third, the fourth, and then the 17th.
Yeah, we might as well just move here.
Yeah, so the regular's the 17th. This new special one's the third. That community one is the fourth.
I don't have anything on the 10th.
Is just going to be here.
Oh, I have a communications meeting on the 10th. Do you have that?
That's just a regular meeting. As far as the
top portion of
yes.
The budget reduction plan?
I can ask her.
I just didn't know a lot of our stuff was contingent upon that.
I think.
Would you both be interested in having a finance committee meeting before the third meeting?
So,
I'm sorry.
April 3rd?
No, I'll be out of town.
Okay.
I'm sorry, council. I'll take a rain check.
Is everybody
keeping
track
of
the regular board meeting as
the
17th?
I know two people that want to serve on that committee.
I'll check that next.
Yes, I checked it, and it's on the website, the 17th.
So the third is a special board meeting, right?
Yes. That one, I guess we'll have public communication if they want, but other than that, we're just going to go into executive session and hash out.
Okay, what's left?
And then on the 10th, or on our next meeting when we go to vote on that, we're having an executive session again?
17th. That's only if we feel the need.
17th is our regular board meeting.
Yeah, on the 17th, I mean,
are you talking public communications at the meeting on the 3rd?
I just always like to say we gave people a chance to talk if they wanted to.
Well, it'll be a meeting, so they'll have the chance to sign in.
Yeah,
like
that's
the other meeting.
I don't think. I mean, we'd have to decide not to let them do that.
I have the.
Well, they won't be. They
17.
Won't have a copy of
yeah,
a new proposal.
Right. Yeah, they're not. We're not going to.
Tomorrow
say
is just those
yeah.
Special.
We're not claiming.
Four, five,
they won't.
Four and five. Anything else?
That's
four,
why
five.
I was questioning
three,
that.
Yeah. No. I don't. Yeah, it's not.
I don't have to be at
that talking
one, right?
About any proposed changes that we come up with.
I'm working on not trying to have to be at that.
That will happen on the 4th, and that's why I want to meet on the 3rd.
Right.
To prepare for the 4th.
Yeah, I was just questioning the public communications on the 3rd.
That's. I just like any time we meet to give that as an option if somebody wants
okay.
To.
Okay.
And then the 17th executive session to review the community input you've had since.
Yeah, on the 17th,
presented.
We will have to make our decision.
Right.
And
yeah, unless you guys want to do another one in between there.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't
either.
Point.
That was the original plan I think you had
yeah.
To have the executive session early in the meeting to review.
With Jessica.
Input. Correct.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because
she said that at our last meeting.
Yeah, the front page of the plan is contingent upon the union negotiations.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Actually, I think
really
I said that we could interrupt the meeting for executive session after
mm-hmm.
The public comments.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I sat out there in those hard chairs for several meetings, and when you have to sit through those executive sessions and everything else, when you have a packed house.
I did that before he was on the board. Well, Todd wasn't here, but Matt was. I was at every meeting.
Well, if we're going to meet on the 3rd, hopefully we can really have a product that we're pretty confident in. Obviously, listen to what people have to say on the 4th and always be willing to tweak it, but hopefully we don't need a super long executive session.
I don't want a super long executive session there at the beginning of the meeting. I think we should be able to.
I think we need one because we need to be responsive to what people say on the 4th.
You're right. We do. We need one.
That's why I'm just wondering what you're having a meeting on the 3rd. But I would say we would have a meeting on the after the 4th.
Well,
a special meeting.
The reason I think the 3rd works better is because once what we put out on the 4th is going to be discussed there. That's our last chance to talk with the public. So I want to make sure what we put out on the 3rd is exactly what
fair.
I
agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't, you don't think we need a special meeting after the...
Well, that's why I just said a minute ago.
I don't believe we do. I believe that We listen to the public comment. We're not going to have the public.
I think we could make that decision if the four, our minds are.
If we get a lot of feedback that we think, hey.
Right. If we're comfortable that we're pretty close to having a finished product after the fourth, then we don't need it.
You know, I hate to say this, but we can't cater to everybody that comes up and speaks during public communications.
Sure.
We would never come up with a budget reduction plan.
Well,
we listen to them, and there may be good points, and maybe something we do need to discuss out of that meeting on the 4th. We have to, you know, take a look at it, and reasonably, what we can do.
Right.
And there are going to be cuts. I mean.
And we got feedback from the state, too,
right,
on recommendations, so we're following some of that.
Great, we are. But we can't cater to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be a limit.
And the fourth is a community meeting, so obviously we won't be talking, you know, amongst ourselves.
Right.
We really want to talk about safety, right, too, of
right,
the schools and the children.
And I'll just throw this out there. If anybody wanted to speak, you know, maybe plan on only having two members present. That way you would have the opportunity to speak at the meeting. From a personal perspective or otherwise.
Well, I'm on the.
Is this a public meeting?
The community meeting. Right.
We already discussed this where everybody could attend, but only whoever's sitting up on the stage is the one that gets to speak.
Right.
I think he's got me down for that right now.
You are.
Good luck.
Yeah.
We'll be there support.
Rock on.
We'll be in the jeering section.
I mean, technically, I don't know if you could join.
We'll be asking him the questions.
That's a great idea.
Hey, we have questions for you.
Yeah, we'll write on a piece of paper our questions
right,
and throw them in the bowl.
Questions you always want to answer. Okay.
You know, the other lady went
to get in trouble.
Yeah, I was a little worried that he finally.
She went all the way over to the.
Oh, the door might be locked.
It's open.
It is.
She did.
Yeah, Cheryl did. And then I met her in that back hallway by the cafeteria, and Cody brought her around.
And she has been in here
multiple times.
We'll see if he's running.
Probably watching the dodgeball.
I don't know him, so. I don't.
You're going to stick around for the support meeting?
Sure. Right.
Thank you. See y'all.
See ya.
Nice to see you, Matt Mason.
Nice to see you.
You know, we look at it, I think we all understand the community's concerns as far as the budget reduction and the staff.
Right?
Yeah. But there are limits.
Okay.
Agreed.
Superintendent searches is not what we major in. It's not what we do all the time. But we do them, we have done them, and we've had success in doing them. But the ESC that serves Madison Plains, we offer a variety of services. And so again, just to emphasize, we have a vested interest in seeing that Madison Plains selects a good superintendent. Because long after the search firms that do this for a living are gone and the ink is dried on their check, we're still going to be here working with your superintendent in your school district. So again, I wanted to lead with that before I go into the options that we have for you, simply to know that we do, it's very important to us, not as important as it is to you, but very important to us who you have in the chair as superintendent. So we have essentially three options that we offer, and I apologize, there was to be a sample brochure in here, there is not. I will send that to Todd, and then we can pass it out to you, and it's a brochure-like. three options. They all vary with the degree of our involvement in the process. And option one, we would do the standard development of an informational brochure that we would mail out, that we would post. We would post that position on the ODD website, Dayton Area Consortium, OECN, OSBA, and then we use our network of 51 ESCs, and they put it out to the districts they serve. So that would saturate the state in getting it to all 1,613 school districts. We will be, with that first option, willing to screen the applications. We'll bring all the applications to the Board of Education. We will flag those that we believe are the best fit for your district based upon the criteria that you give us. We'll help you develop the interview process, including a bank of first-round questions that you can choose from. If you desire, we can be present at the interviews as an observer, and then we can provide input as requested. We'll do the reference checks as requested. We'll help set up second round interviews. If you want to use focus groups, representative of the community or the staff, we can set that up, develop the format and the questions for those groups. We can be on site and help coordinate the second round interview via the focus group model. And we can arrange site visits for the board at the final candidate's current place of employment, and arrange a final interview with the board and provide questions for the board to use in that final interview. And then once the final candidate is selected, we'll assist the board and the incoming superintendent with the negotiation of the first contract. Sometimes in the negotiation process, that can create some anxiety at the beginning between the board and an incoming superintendent. So we offer to be the intermediary there. And then we're willing to provide mentoring services to the new superintendent during the first year of the contract. I might say that we're doing that currently with a district outside of our service area, and that district is paying $15,000 for that service to provide mentoring. So we're throwing that in with the first option, because I think it's very important that brand new superintendent have somebody who's been in the seat before to talk to as they go through that first year. The last two options are just like the first one, except scaled down again with our degree of involvement, and as a result of that, the price drops considerably. By the time you get down to option three, we're essentially a screening house of the applications. We'll do all the posting, we'll develop the brochure, screen the applications, bring them all to you, again, flagging those that we think are the best fit for you, and then we'll help you develop the interview process, and then we'll provide you with a bank of first round interview questions, and then we basically bow out of the situation. But that's considerably less expensive than the other two options. That's it. It's not flashy, there's not a PowerPoint. That's what we do, and what I can tell you is that we will deliver. We will find candidates for you. So I would open it up to any questions you might have for me.
Are you currently doing any searches now?
We are not currently doing any searches.
So you would be ready if we decided to go ask
yes.
you?
Okay.
Generally, how many superintendent searches have you done?
We may do one a year. And again, it's not, we don't advertise it. It's in our list of services, but again, we have other things that we do.
Okay.
So. That brochure that you, if we wanted to print them out or anything like that, that'd be a cost on us?
No, we'll take care of printing them out. We'll take care of all of this, includes the mailing. And we already have the structures in place in terms of administrative assistance to take care of all the clerical. We would ask that those applications be sent to you, but again, we'll deliver everything we receive.
Appreciate your time.
All right, and Todd, I will send you an electronic copy of that brochure, and I apologize if that was not included.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
don't like the catalog. Because I know that we do a lot of stuff with them, but I don't know. I've never seen the catalog, I don't think.
There's a lot of services they offer.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah. But I mean, that's...
Yeah. They do, they bring us...
Your latchkey program.
Well, they... Yeah. They were the ones that helped us with that. Or not helped us with that, I'm not sure, but...
So like she said, now's kind of the key time, so I really think it'd be good if we can... We don't need to vote, I guess. We just need to decide what we're doing. What do you guys think?
I just think the pricing's kind of close, and I think that we get a bigger reach with OSBA. I believe he delivers, but I guess it's more prudent.
My only concern is the limited number of searches that they do.
But he said that's not their specialty, right? Mm-hmm. He said that from the beginning. It's not their specialty.
Right.
So even one a year is...
Right. And that's my concern.
Yeah. I mean, even if we go with the lowest cost, they still post the positions in the same area, so it will be kind of wide.
I think the reach is about as wide as what OSBA is talking about, besides a national.
They have... Well, I thought the difference is if I look at that, the OSBA had a national database.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's national is OSBA, but I mean, it's more local.
I don't think we're going to get national.
They have a high.
Do you think someone from Illinois is going to really be interested in this position for Madison Plains Local School District and want to move here?
If they are,
they're out of our price range.
Yeah.
Or why?
Well, they do post the position on the OSBAs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With any of the options we choose.
Yeah.
The mailings included.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. Yeah. I think it takes some of the load off of us. It's almost $6,000 less expensive.
Which option are you looking at?
Three.
The last one.
Yeah. For
$2,000. That's actually worth it.
Personal opinion that I don't think we need this big glorified search that's far-reaching outside of our, state area. I think that there are probably well-educated individuals within Central Ohio and closer by that could definitely deliver for Madison Plains. I could be wrong on that, but I think that $2,000 to aid us in that. Is a fair number for what they're going to be advertising and doing and helping do that. I don't think that it's a $9,000 to $10,000 search. I don't think that we're to that point.
I should have clarified. Screen the applications. So they're going to post these. It's going to come to them.
It's going to come to you. He said.
Said he prefers if we have it coming to us. But if they were to receive any, that they will bring them to us.
I'm sorry.
And if we say that all the applications should come to us, we don't want them to screen them at all.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, they can give us their thoughts, if, like you said, their best fits.
Don't you think they have to screen to bring back the ones that are flagged for the best fit? That's how their screening comes through their questions.
Right.
Yeah.
OSBA does that too. Like, they'll give you their thoughts, but they send every single application. And I like that concept. And we can confirm that he'll do that too.
I think you may want to look at what's not included, what's included up at the top that's not included in the lower, and it's more the on-site presence and the developing of the interview questions.
I'm sorry, ESC says they do that also.
No, I'm talking about
with the top option.
So option three, they help us with the first round interview questions, which I think are key. Do we feel comfortable with the second? Because the second round, say we have two or three people, we're already going to have a relationship or some rapport with them from the first meeting, and obviously some affinity for them if we're bringing them back for a second interview. But
I honestly feel more comfortable with the OSBA just from experience they have in superintendent searches versus the ESC. I don't see the experience there. So if we as a board are willing to take on all the additional work.
Well, I think that's
I'm just not sure how that's going to go.
Well, the difference is OSBA serves the whole state of Ohio. The ESC here is only covering essentially two or three counties. So they're not going to have the experience for the OSBA.
Right.
Well, like, we network all 51 ESCs, which probably encompasses the entire state.
Yeah.
You're getting the proprietary services with OSBA, I think. Achiever and those type of things.
Different tools.
Whereas they don't have a proprietary, you know, they're screening it themselves, I think, based on whatever criteria they use. But the things you're not getting between the three proposals, you know, the option one would include most of what you're getting with OSBA. It would include the mailing, which is OSBA said was a $3,000 additional cost. You wouldn't be getting, you know, in the option three, the lesser of the three, the on-site site visits at their current place of employment, which I don't think if that's something you're interested in.
I don't know if many of them would want to do.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, I thought. But I would think you should probably go down through and just list the cost benefit of all four proposals, because that's essentially what you have. You have one with OSBA and you have three with ESC.
What are the mailings? What do those consist of and who do those go to?
The mailings, just because I've received some, you know, if most treasurers or superintendents, when those go out, everybody receives one. It's a brochure like this, it's in an envelope that size, it's got your name on it, and it's, you just get the brochure.
So they have a database of all treasurers and superintendents in
right.
Ohio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the mailing we're talking
that's
about.
That's the mailing you're talking about.
So it's a phishing mail.
Inconsequential
it's
to be that.
It's a casting of wide net.
And their $2,000 one included the mailing, which she said was $3,000.
No,
I don't see the need for
additional
the mailing.
$3,000 to do the physical mailing.
Well,
I don't see the need for the mailing.
Here's my concern. So let's just say we go here, but we did get candidates that we don't fit the bill for us. Then what do we have to do? We have to just spend additional, or what do? We do it ourselves, or we have some.
I guess that's where we start. I mean, is anybody adamant that we think about just doing it all by ourselves?
A lot of
work. Oh, no.
I think the
$2,000 package from ESC here is basically providing us some structure. They're posting it, and I mean, I personally wouldn't know where to go to do all that. I'm sure no one else would, unless you do this for a living.
I think the concern, though, is if we do that and we spend the $2,000 and then we don't find anybody, then we're back to the beginning saying, okay, what's our next steps? Versus if we were to go with the OSBA option, they're guaranteeing it, and if we find a bad candidate, they're still going to be working with us in order to replace the bad candidate. So that's a little bit of the guarantee, right?
Why can't we put a guarantee with this guy?
I don't know.
Yes, we did. Yeah, he didn't mention it.
Both of the higher priced options on both proposals can include the mentoring services as well, which you wouldn't receive with the lesser service. You'd have to find some other, if you chose to find some other way to provide that type of.
But they work with us anyways, right? That's not really, that's part of their role.
There are other options.
Mark, why did the tools go with OSBA over ESC?
They had a better presentation and money wasn't,
an
to be completely frank with you. I mean, obviously it's tight, but not nearly as tight as it is here.
So you're telling us tools is rolling in cash? And
I believe that's what he just stated on the record.
Yeah.
They are not facing a fiscal cliff like this.
That's correct.
And as a treasurer, Todd, let me ask you, so you can get a mailing, which do you have a differentiator when you open it up? Just from your perspective.
No, personally, if I get something in email, because they use the same listserv that all the treasurers
do they?
Yeah, so I'll look at that just like I will the mailing. You know, I'll open both up, take a look at it.
So do you get the same email, you get the same mailing at your house?
No, I don't get it at my house. Usually it comes to the work address.
Okay, okay,
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see the necessity of the mailing.
So I would say mailing, yeah. Hi. But you get it on the active list now, right? Email.
Well,
right.
Let me adjust that. I definitely think there should be a mailing.
Yes, Mr.
Well,
Post.
I was thinking.
The one thing that I think that the ESC may have, that OSBA would have, is the database of applicants that have already provided their materials and other searches, you know, that are just waiting to be plucked from, you know, presented to the board. So they've done a lot of work ahead of time, and people have submitted those materials ahead of time. So we've got a head start in that regard.
And I didn't see it in the one instance that I was involved in this, but the critique that they're sometimes afraid of is that they'll push certain candidates. You know, I didn't see that at all. But that's other people on the Tools Board that had been through it before, that was their concern.
Maybe I don't understand this either, but in the ESC, it's reference checks as requested. The OSBA seems to do automatic background checks for us, which that's very important. I read that somewhere, I swear mm-hmm. I did.
Yes, you're right, and she even
checks.
Said that.
I don't like the reference checks as requested. That should, if we don't negotiate anything, I want background checks before we start interviewing.
As far as, you know, negotiating and writing their contract, I know that our law firm is not cheap by any means, but I think that, you know, that's a piece, an important piece, that they should be involved in. Because they've got to be able to defend us if something comes up down the road. Not someone that's here doing an executive search and long gone, you know, if a problem comes with the contract. I'm not afraid of taking a risk, by any means. You know, taking a risk, just like putting $30,000 on the ballot issue in August. You know, we took a risk. Is it going to pass or not? Yes, we might spend $2,000, and we may not get the stellar candidates or whatever that we want to approve, and we might have to go in a different direction. I would rather us see a scaled down, so to speak, not a national search, or if we can eliminate some things and negotiate this with the OSBA, I'm all in favor of that. But I don't think it's warranting us to spend $10,000. I think it's going to come back to...
Well, it's not $10,000.
$7,850.
But
I would do a mailing, but
$7,850. But if you read down there, their travel costs, their expenses, all the clerical stuff. That's all. It says a majority of the OSBA.
Her mileage.
Expenses
what
total.
She said.
Yeah. Less than $10,000.
And all those costs are included.
That's fine. Point says that.
You know, we know what our cap is going to be with ESC. We know that it's going to be $2,000, $4,000, $6,000. OSBA, I think it can fluctuate. And I personally don't think that, even though it's a great presentation, they've got a lot of services at OSBA, I don't think it fits exactly what Madison Plains needs.
So money is one concern for us, right? But then the other thing is also timing, right? We have to make sure that we have a big pool to choose from so we can hire a person quickly and get them rolling before Tim leaves.
That may not happen. We all know that might not happen, right?
But we don't want to rush it.
Would it happen? Do we think it's not going to happen with any of these searches? Or I feel like if we were to go bigger, wider search, that we would have more candidates to pick from versus smaller. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I've never done this before, so I don't know.
Tools is similar to us, except obviously the technical end of it, and I think they get 25 applications.
Wow. That would be nice.
But our financial situation probably will scare people away.
Right.
True. So do we have to decide, like, right now?
I think, we're talking about a time frame. I think we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the option three, the $2,000 option, I don't even see reference checks listed in there.
No.
So somebody's going to have to do background checks on the candidates we get.
How much does that cost, you know?
To do background checks?
$55.
Is that a national one?
That's
for...
That's to have somebody go and have their own background
done. Oh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the two
organizations,
it's a little bit more.
It's different, yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought I knew that number. But
we have to get background checks on every candidate we consider before we consider.
What could we ask them to add it to this? Do you think that's something that they offer? They would have the ability to say, hey, here's how we do it. And
those guys hire people all the time. I'm sure they're used to
it. Yeah, right. They help us and work with us in a lot of stuff. So I like the fact that they do work with us. They're very helpful, right? They go out of their way to help us.
We would be their only search going on.
Yeah.
They might be willing to negotiate.
Right. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that worries me.
Well, even if you got over that they don't do a lot, but say that's not the issue. I worry that they have so many other things going on. Will we be a priority? Yes, Cheryl may have one or two others going on, but that's all. Well, she does other stuff too, but that's definitely something they do more often.
Right. They're specialists, whereas this is one more thing that they do. You probably get what you pay for. You know,
that's what I was just going to say.
But
I look at it this way. We cheap out the search, we get a cheap search.
So,
and there's things like,
I understand the financial concerns for the district, but if we do the cheap search and we don't come back with any candidates, then we're doing the cheap search again. Or we
so
do the more expensive option, hoping for a better outcome.
If they're not willing to negotiate some of this stuff, like the background checks and everything, that's what we have to take into consideration, not only the $2,000, but our requirements. So if we have to do background checks, how much is that? So it's really not $2,000. If they're not willing to negotiate, it's going to be more than that. And what are those expenses that we're talking about, right, besides the background checks? What else are we talking about?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's going to be your time or our time and the amount of effort it takes, you know, to do a lot of the things that they're already paid to do, whether it's OSBA or ESC.
We're also going to be tasked with running the staff meeting or the community meeting and what the expectations are there for the OSBA. They're going to provide that service and they will know, you know, the format that those meetings will take.
I feel good, like in the Dayton area and that Dr. Kaufenberger knows that area and those people that are there, but I don't know that, you know, up north in Ohio, does he know, like, she said she'll reveal stuff that they know about why the superintendent's left. Maybe that's public information, maybe it's not. Maybe OSBA knows, and that's something the ESC wouldn't know. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think it's probably more like that it's public information and they've compiled some sort of database where they don't have to go search it out. You know, where something where you're online typing in somebody's name to see if there are any newspaper articles or board meeting minutes or something, you know, that are out there where they've already come across.
Gives me heart failure.
Like OSBA soap opera. You know, let's see what kind of dirt we have in our database so we can share it. You know, it's good.
Well, you'd want to know if there was
scandalous.
Well, you.
You want to know if someone's got baggage.
You want to know if there's some challenges out there, because we've all seen that. I'm not saying right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah.
It's out there, right?
Yeah.
And it's been recent too that we've seen some of that. So
the forms OSBA will give us will tell. It'll say, have you ever been disciplined? Have you ever had your license revoked? Your teaching license. You ever had a criminal incident? And so there was a few of them on there. So I didn't instantly say you're out, but some of the candidates that looked the best had that stuff, and that's why, like, I forget. But I mean, some of them were from pretty prestigious schools. I'm like, why in the world are they wanting to go there?
Wow.
And it's like, okay, you know, because they've got X on their background. So that now that may come up in the background check. I don't know. Well, background check wouldn't catch if you've been disciplined from another school.
No,
I don't know what check that would be.
No, and you know, when you're calling for references, a lot of it is asking the right questions and how you're asking the questions. You know. If you don't ask the right questions, you're not going to get the information you're looking for.
Do they work there? Right. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I think if we do spend the money, it's an investment, is how we have to look at it. You know, it's a lot of money, but it's also, you know, just less than $10,000. You know, and if it's the most important hire that we're going to make, you know, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I know with our financial situation, we really try to weigh everything and be good stewards of people's money. But I'm comfortable. I feel if we go, we either go with option three or go with OSBA. And option three obviously means more legwork for me and the rest of us, Tom. Which I don't have a problem with that if I was confident we'd still get a good product at the end of it.
I just don't have that confidence level there.
Right.
That's my concern. I mean, again, I think they're great, and they do a lot of great things, and they have a lot of great partnerships with us, but I just don't have that confidence level that we would get that pool. Just my,
with
right?
With the scrutiny we're under, you want to be 100%.
We can't have it come up with any surprises. That's a tough call.
We have a phone number or something that we can reach out to him, cell phone number, and say, you know, here's one of our concerns. I mean,
well, again, this decision doesn't have to be made tonight. This isn't something that has to be board approved. It's a purchase service contract that the district can enter into. I want to take that pressure off.
Yeah, we can. If you guys want to give me some follow-up questions, I can ask them whatever your follow-up questions you want. I just don't want to wait too long.
Yeah, I think it needs to, based on the OSBA's presentation, it needs to happen now. And I don't want to rush it by any means.
But I don't think, well, I think it does have to happen now. I think we need to get started on the superintendent search. Okay, so it does need to happen now. If we have questions, we can ask questions of both of them. For instance, as I was saying to Corey, I'm not sure that I'm comfortable paying travel expenses for somebody from OSBA to come out here. Let OSBA pay traveling expenses for their people.
I think you can get your questions answered from either tomorrow and still make a decision tomorrow even.
I would say because we're already an OSBA client, right? We already have a contract with them, and we utilize their services. We pay a pretty decent penny for that. So maybe there's a...
What do we pay you at OSBA?
Oh, I don't know the number.
I'd have to get back to you.
Yeah, I don't know the number.
I should be curious, what advantages do we get out of that membership? You know, besides the legislative and the education seminars and so forth, you know, you look at these two different presentations, and we're spending a lot of money, you say, at being a member of OSBA. So, what benefits do we get?
Discounted rates on a lot of the seminars, being a member as opposed to a non-member, whether it's Capital Conference or any other type of training that we might go to or the board might go to.
They have a legal department that anybody on the board, I know I've called it, you've called it, right? If you have any questions, any time, regarding.
You have access to a lot of restricted member content on their website.
You didn't go to that new board member training?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm
they
just
covered
saying,
that.
How does it, you know, they talk about that generalized, but how does it directly come back to, you know, benefit Madison Place? I just didn't know what the investment was each year.
Is any, like, insurance or anything we buy through, do they get us anything cheaper?
No, you have a lot of times you'll have OSBA preferred providers.
Yep.
For instance, our Power for Schools that we have our electricity rates through. They're one of the organizations that's a part of that group, BASA and OSBA, and a lot of times they partner with the same groups to get the buying power. So if you're a member of that organization, you can be in that consortium to get advantages in that regard.
So here's the only thing I worry about: if we don't make a decision tonight, to get that additional information, well, then it gets tricky on how we then make the decision without getting feedback and running afoul of public meeting.
I'm not comfortable spending $7,850 for a candidate search. It's a lot for the district that is in financial distress, but I'm also not comfortable cheaping out a superintendent search at $2,000 and what they're offering for that $2,000. I don't think that suffices for our search needs. I mean, we need the background checks.
There's too much uncertainty.
We need to cast
with
a wider net than, you know, Central Ohio Dayton area.
I would feel better about the completeness of an OSBA search.
Yeah.
For that dollar amount.
I don't believe we need to cast a nationwide net. I agree with Corey. I can't believe somebody from Illinois will come to Central Ohio, not Madison Plains, but just come to Central Ohio.
So what are you recommending?
Unless it's Columbus School District.
Some people do want to move back there.
What are you recommending? Like renegotiate the $2,000 to include background checks?
I think we need more than that, though.
Okay.
Well, SBA, I don't think if I remember right, they don't negotiate.
Right.
I was going to ask that question.
I don't think they do either.
And then the nationwide thing, I think it's probably because they're on a list, and a lot of that's going to be electronic that goes out to the nationwide.
And if you're Dublin, that might appeal to real big school districts, you know, but I think it just, the national doesn't appeal to me either, but I think they've got Ohio down so well. I don't think it's a problem. I mean, it's just another thing.
I think it's more complete. It just feels like it's more complete, even in Ohio, for me.
Tool, you were asking about the other things for the $2,000 option. OSBA organizes the meetings with staff or with the community. They would organize both of those. They know the format those meetings should take.
Sure.
You know, we don't know that, and ESC's not offering that.
Then there's 6,000 plan option one. They are.
Yes.
To develop the format and question for the folks.
Well, yes. Yeah. Now, not the 2,000.
No. But I think there are some things on there that on that $6,000 plan, you know, maybe we just need to go down through it and check off what we don't feel is relevant or whatever. But
on the $6,000 plan, reference checks as requested, I would clarify if that's background checks, since we're going down.
I think they're meaning reference, like, I think he's a good superintendent.
Yeah.
Who's on their list as far as a recommendation?
Like that's like a professional reference.
Right, a professional reference. They're calling those people. And
I don't think that's good enough.
Pardon?
I don't think that's good enough. I think we need the background check. I should not want to surprise.
I'm surprised that's not just automatic.
Did OSBA specifically say background checks?
Yeah.
So it says underneath the $7,850 plus expenses, search fee includes writing and editing of customized brochure, OSBA website posting of brochure, search advertising in OSBA publications, the facilitation of all application, recruiting, screening, and interview services as described above, one full day of focus group meetings, customized post-search leadership team workshop. It does not say background checks. Additional expenses, the printing and the mailing, which is about 3,000, probably 3,000 brochures is $1,800. So it wasn't $3,000, it was 3,000 brochures.
$3,000, oh.
Approximately 3,000 brochures sent, $1,800. Consultant travel expenses, finalist travel expenses for second interview, external or national advertising, site visits, and second or third day focus group meetings.
$1,600 per day.
Anyone that we employ has to have a background check done.
Yeah.
So once they
so that's not a problem.
We go to employ them, they would have to have a background check.
Okay.
I mean, if something were to come up at that point, I suppose you could rescind your offer or, you know, however you want to do it. But I would assume that anybody who's applying doesn't have anything that would come up in a background check as far as criminal issues, I guess.
Maybe a superintendent.
Or you wouldn't be a current school employee.
Well,
you know.
I know OSB is when they give it to you, they vetted these people.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is those are things that probably wouldn't show up on a background check. You know, a background check's going to be criminal offenses.
Right, sure.
This just says that their brochure I'm reading, there's a bullet that says to share vital background and reference information on candidates in other states.
So they're going to go beyond what a BCI background check,
which
we're going to have them have anyway.
It's a national affiliation of superintendents.
Yeah, but we
searchers,
actually make it to that point where we do the job offer before we come across them.
All right, Corey, where are you at?
What are we doing?
Where am I at?
Yes.
I am not in favor of spending $7,850 plus expenses or this long list of additional expenses. I think, again, I don't want to rush the process. If that means that we don't have a superintendent in place come July 1st, we have to get someone to intern. I think we need to pick the right candidate, in my personal opinion.
We have to pay the OSBA for school to start.
That's going
to
be an extra cost.
That is an additional cost.
So
for
you have to have a superintendent.
I know that, but can't we utilize, didn't you guys say?
You have to pay him.
For ESC?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not free.
And
it's
not cheap.
And we have time. You know, I mean, I don't think, unless we go through the process and we get a bunch of duds, you know. But I don't think we should be looking too far at that. I think we have time to do it.
I think we renegotiate this deal of calling and see what he can add to this or take out or customize it or whatever. I'm not in favor of going with OSBA.
Bob?
If we can customize this, I don't think we're going to end up with the $2,000 option. but if we can customize what the ESC is offering to include some of the things up in the $6,000 option, for instance, the develop and format questions for the focus groups, reference checks, screen the applications, which is down in the $2,000 option.
I'll have Todd take some notes.
I do believe that if we can pick and choose, you know, and I understand that it may cost more, but I would go with the ESC. I'm not locked in to doing OSBA. I just want to make sure that the search we are doing is going to find us a good candidate.
I'm okay with going somewhere in between.
Is option two not the in-between that we're looking for?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Is there any, I just want to make sure we're not trying to reinvent the wheel with what we're trying to add to option
three.
Good
point.
Okay, but yeah. In option two, one of the things that I'm looking at is develop and format the questions for the focus groups. Is that in option two? No.
Help develop an interview process, including a bank of first round interview questions.
That's not the focus groups, though.
Oh, no.
They're using focus groups. They're the third bullet from the bottom.
Yeah.
In the second round.
They're using it, but they're not helping setting it up.
Set up second round is using focus groups representative of the community. Not actually of the community.
Do we really need them as a second and third round interview as an observer?
Yeah, I think
yes. I mean,
even if they're sitting there, I think if we like them, we're going to know we like them. That was my experience. It was just like, yeah, I could see that person being MassPoint superintendent. You know, that's a lot of it's going to come down to your gut when you interview them twice.
Can we pick and choose between option two and three and basically make our own option and see how much it would cost us?
I feel like he would be willing to work
to
with
do
us
that,
more
yeah.
than, like I said, the OSBA's got one option and one price.
Yeah. I also like under option two that they will help negotiate that first contract, ESC.
Kelly?
Well, the contracts are kind of standard, just for the record.
We have one on here. For instance, you have Tim's on file already.
It's a template.
Well, that's true, but...
But Jessica would put it in the things that we are saying non-negotiable.
I don't know. They're going to have, and they share that information with us currently,
yeah.
The going rates right now, all what the current superintendents and the ESC are making, we have that already.
And really it's going to be negotiated between what our discussion is and Mark and the superintendent perspective higher.
Yeah. So they're probably going to propose what they feel
right.
is a fair rate.
So you get 8 days vacation and you get 10, whatever the, you know, I mean, whatever the argument points, but it still has the same template.
Yeah.
So it's still the same contract.
I mean, I know we don't want to spend money because of the situation we are in, but at least we're not spending the $7,800. If you go even with option two, which is $4,000, I think you're getting a lot of what we want in there.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. If we can negotiate some of the option two.
If you could walk through, we'll get. Let's. I think there's consensus that we go with the ESC option two and have some things that we ask if we can.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something that we absolutely don't want. Say, okay, you would.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't need them to help negotiate the contract, let's
pick it
dump
out.
That. Have them do the focus groups for us.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Oh yeah, that is. So. Can you take some notes? Okay. So, Bob, yeah, go ahead and say. So, I think our starting point's option two.
We don't want them to negotiate the first the contract, but we would like them to lead the focus group.
Because you're going to have Jessica looking at your contract
yeah.
already
yeah.
anyway, so you're already spending money on that.
And I think we'll have a framework of what we want.
And I think we have a pretty good experience with setting up these meetings, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the format... The questions and things for the focus groups, that's where I think I would like to have their help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the only change then to option two?
Is there anything in option one that you would like to see brought
down? Yeah, the reference checks as requested.
You make reference and background checks?
Mm-hmm.
Would be what I would add. Right? Not that you don't get that, but I'm just saying you can never have too many.
No,
great,
I think option
two
uses just about everything else I would want.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people should have their background checks already done, right?
You
because
so.
if we're working in a school system, that became some type of a rule, right? A couple
yeah,
of years
I mean.
Ago.
Don't overexpect what you're going to get from asking for a BCI from a background check.
Yeah.
All of those people should have a current background
Correct.
Check. They don't have a criminal record. They don't have, you know.
Yeah.
That's almost a given. The ones that you'd be worried about would be the ones that aren't currently employed, maybe.
That's great. Look, just because that they can get a teacher's license or a pupil permit doesn't mean necessarily we want them as an educator in Madison Plains over school district. So I think that you know we still need to dig into that background
oh, yeah.
and make sure that it
yeah,
is
when
someone.
I say background check, I don't mean
yeah.
reference checks and digging into
yeah.
their background. I just mean a BCI, FBI
yeah.
background check.
Yeah.
I would like to see ESC those, and it says they'll screen out the applicants, but do we need a superintendent from a metropolitan area that doesn't understand our district? I wouldn't think so. I would want somebody from a district more like ours.
Well, hopefully that'll be when we meet with them.
Right.
For them to come up with their brochure, I know OSBA does it, where they ask, what are you guys looking for? You know, somebody that maybe can communicate better. Maybe it's a time where we can see this, want more of the strengths that we currently have and also address other weaknesses that we see or whatever. You know, I mean, what's our ideal superintendent look like?
Okay, so ESC.
Okay, so yeah,
ESC
just
with option two plus
yeah,
or minus.
Yeah.
Option two.
Let Todd recap it for us.
Right, so ESC with option two, which is the $4,000 option. In addition to what's listed under the option two, we want to eliminate the contract negotiation process and add the meeting of focus groups and request reference checks and BCI background checks as requested.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go with that with him. Let me ask you this. If he says, nope, we don't budge off of what we do, we just come back?
If he does that, that would, I guess you would say that would have to take us to the $6,000 option. So then are you debating between the $6,000 option or the OSBA's option at that point?
That's what I'm
asking. Yeah. Well, OSBA, when you read the contract, when you put the expenses in there, that's where the $10,000 came from. At the bottom it says less than $10,000, but when you add the expenses, we're going to be hitting about $10,000. I think that's a little extreme for us at this point.
That's the same cost whether it's a district of our size or a district
Correct.
Of 10,000 students. You know, it's, where it's easily absorbable by other districts, whereas so much.
ESC stands to make $4,000 off of us. I think that they will negotiate that.
You know, and you are correct, but when you look at what we're requesting, really isn't
a lot.
Reference checks, they do that all day long. I mean, they screen our subs, everything else. So they should already have the staff and the procedure in place to do that. Background checks, they should already have the process in place for that. And basically, the only thing that's going to be time-consuming is a focus group lead.
You're eliminating the mentoring services as well, so you'll have to, if you're interested, providing that to your superintendent in another way. That's not in the $4,000 option. So that would be the other big one that I see that's not in, that was in OSBA's and is in the $6,000 option that's not in the $4,000 option.
Sure.
Yeah, but I think they help us anyways, though.
But I think that's geared towards someone with less experience. You know what I mean?
That's the candidates we're going to get, though. The odds of us getting a established superintendent.
Someone that's looking to retire in 5 or 6 years. They're wanting to settle down.
Oh, we could get them.
I might be dreaming. I don't know. I'll admit it, you know, in a couple of weeks. But still, I think, though, that I think there's a good pool of people that would want to come to work here for.
I'm not saying it's a plain opinion. I'm just making sure.
I've had two people reach out to me. They'd be first-time superintendents.
I'm not interested in that.
We need someone with experience. We're in a tough situation.
See what we get. I'm with you. I hope we get very seasoned people.
Well, I think we have to. They have to be able to deal with our community, with everybody, right? So they're going to have a little bit of a tough skin there, some experience.
Mm-hmm. Earlier you said, do you have those
It's the administrative salary surveys we get from ESC.
I'm just curious to see how those
will burn that bridge.
Yeah, we're not.
That's a whole different conversation.
Do we want to talk? I like the idea, and I guess it depends how much of it they're going to do, but we just need to flesh out already staff involvement and
community
involvement.
I would like those groups to be separate.
That's
all I say.
And that's fine. I think it's a very good point. I think you are right.
So this is the focus group.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The staff have their own agenda.
Yeah.
And that's okay that they have their own agenda. It may be different from the communities. And I don't want the staff overriding the community's agenda.
Yeah.
And I think that would tend to happen because, like it or not, we get better staff turnout at these meetings than we do community.
So you envision that a meeting, so basically right after school, two of us are there and say, please give us what you're looking for in a superintendent.
For sure.
Okay.
I think that's important when making this suggestion for what we want in option two with Mr. Kaufenbarger too, or Dr. Kaufenbarger too. How many meetings you expect? How many focus groups?
At least two, right?
Minimum of two.
Yeah.
I think we say that. Minimum of two.
With the community?
Yeah.
Minimum of two.
So in option four, though, currently as it stands, we'd be doing those ourselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
Option four, you make another one. Start to do it.
Nope.
But option one, they would do it. They would.
You're on holiday mode.
They do it.
Vacation mode.
No. I've said everything I need to say.
I'm just trying to figure out our way forward. I guess if we're choosing him, he'll help us
with that too.
I'm gonna try to get him to meet with us. I guess we could try to meet on the third.
Yeah.
We could just add that to
the agenda.
During the meeting then anyway.
Yeah. See if he's available.
And I know they talk about this being a board process and so forth, but I value Todd's opinion, and Todd ultimately has to work with this individual on a daily basis. So I think it's important, my own personal opinion, I know it's more time commitment on Todd's part, but I think it's smart to have Todd involved in this process because he's going to know ultimately, is this person, good, not good, or be able to feel someone out more so than, we're not in the education field every day.
Yeah. I'd like for you to walk at least the finalists around, show them around the school, just spend a little time with them and then give us your thoughts on. And we can, I know districts that have gone and actually gone to the town where they're currently at and just ask people around town, stay with them from here, you go to Ben Joyce.
And I know you have your staff and focus groups, but your administrators. Not just me, but your other administrators.
Background check.
With that as well.
Okay, so we'll see if you'll come back on the third.
What's his purpose of coming back on the third?
To start.
I see.
Start
up. But in the meantime, we're going to call him to negotiate what we want.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We'll contact him tomorrow. Superintendent hiring process review.
Yeah.
Just add that to the agenda.
And that's public
right.
Session.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
That's a good start.
Do you want me to contact Cheryl and let her
know? Is that right with you?
Or, that's what I'm asking. It's either you or me that are going to, or you spoke with both of them earlier.
I'll contact her if you would contact him and ask that stuff out.
Okay. So you're going to contact Cheryl or contact Dr. Carl.
Yep. I believe we're done here.
All right. If he can't do the third, I'll work with you guys on the date.
But you have an executive session mark here.
I don't know why we had that on there. I didn't want one.
I just want to make sure.
Yep. Well, yeah. Nobody has anything for it.
Nope.
No, we're done. Wow. All right. Motion.
Go ahead.
Don't wait, sir. 7:40.
Second.
Your next meeting is changed, so announced.
Oh.
Next meeting.
Yes, the next meeting is a special meeting.
We're going to announce it to everybody that's in here.
On April the 3rd at 6:15 p.m.
You don't need to.
Second.